Just one quick halakha in the laws of Brit Milah that we've been studying. Baran writes in the halakha, Hecha de efshar avdinan le milah be'asara, vehecha de lo efshar avdinan befachot me'asara. Very interesting. Maran writes that preferably one should try to have 10 men present at the Brit Milah, at the circumcision, which means it's something that preferably should have a minyan. The reason why some of the books bring it down is they say that one of the purposes of the Brit Milah is to show thanks in front of people that the baby came out alive. A baby coming out of the canal is like a person that was freed from prison. We know that somebody that's imprisoned, when he comes out, he has to make Birkat HaGomel. Of course, the child cannot make Birkat HaGomel because he's a baby. So the father, at the Brit Milah, one of the things he says is, Hudu LaHashem Ki Tov Ki LeOlam Chasdo. That's in the text of the Berachot that we say. One of the reasons why he says, Hudu LaHashem Ki Tov, he's thanking God on behalf of the child. That's why when the rabbi makes the Berachah Borei Pri HaGefen, he also gives the child to drink, because it's really his mitzvah as well. And therefore, preferably, a milah should be done with 10 people. It should be pointed out that the Taz brings down that if there are other mohalim present at a Brit Milah, they should be hands-on watching everything that's taking place. You might think that they're nosy bodies. What are they looking? They're looking to second guess the first mohel, but he says no, because sometimes what happens is the mohel makes the pidi'ah, he uncovers the foreskin, and sometimes it rides up and it covers. Now, if there were mohalim that were watching it, they could say, no, we saw that the pidi'ah was actually good, so at least they know that the milah was kosher from the Torah. It's good to have second opinions watching, just in case something happens later, they're able to say, no, we saw it exactly the way it was done, and it was kasher. So again, secondly, if there are mohalim present, they should get a pass in to get close in order to witness exactly what's taking place, so they could actually see firsthand if the milah was done accordingly or not, in case there's a question that arises later on.